Hey there.
You got to be honest with yourself about your intent and all the things that you do. Because if you don't know exactly why you're doing something, or you keep telling yourself that you're doing something for a certain, usually more noble reason, but that's not really why you're doing it, you're one, going to frustrate yourself. Two, the people around you are going to sense this, and depending on what your ambitions and what it is that you want to do are in life, your message is going to come off inauthentic. And if you're trying to do something beyond yourself in life, the intent of your message matters, because people really want the authentic version of you. It does not mean they need to know every detail about your life, but what you're talking about and what you're presenting has to be in line with what you actually believe and how you actually live. So, you know, where this kind of came from as a topic is, it's like, how many things in life are done just because we think it's the thing to do? It's not necessarily in line with what it is that we want to do, but we just do it, and we tell ourselves we do it for whatever the reason is. But if you're doing something in your day to day, and you feel like you're becoming very, very frustrated by it, but you're not really sure why, that's a time to actually examine what your true intent is behind what you're doing, and you just be honest with yourself. So, you know, it really could be anything. You just need to know in all areas of your life why you're doing the things that you're doing. And, you know, when you hear don't get caught up in trying to keep up with others, I think the biggest thing is if you know why you're doing the things that you're doing, then you don't really have as much of an urge to keep up with other people, because you really are doing your own thing and living your own life. So, you know, it's something to examine on a fairly regular basis. Why are you doing what you're doing in most areas? And when you find that something isn't lining up, you look at it and see what you can do to change it, to where it is more in line with what your actual intention and what your actual belief is. And I think this is really kind of the point we're coming into in life, because you know, the default answer is, oh, well, people do stuff that they don't want to do every day. And that's true. And this is most people throughout the world, throughout the course of time. But one of the questions is once you know what your intent is, and what your reasoning and logic behind all the stuff that you do is, or most of the stuff that you do, then you can start asking yourself, you know, are there things within my life that I'm not enjoying that I actually could change or even get rid of? Because see, what you're doing is, once you've figured out why you do things, you then can start doing other things that are in line with what your belief is. And I don't say purpose, because I think purpose is something that, like, I think we have ambitions. I think that we have things that we want to accomplish. I think if you have something that is bigger than yourself, it's fulfilling by default, because this is going to be work that is never really going to have a finish line. So you really have no choice but to start to really enjoy or even fall in love with the process of working towards whatever it is you're working towards. But, you know, I think thinking that we're all destined for things, and thinking that we have purposes, a purpose that we're necessarily put on this earth to do, I think what we do is, we each have a unique story, and we each have unique experiences, and we have unique interests, and we have unique personalities. And I think if we have the self-awareness, which is something that I talk about a lot, because I do think it's really important, but if you have the self-awareness to know who you are, then you absolutely can do a lot of good in this in the world, and you can you know, feel fulfilled and feel happy. And I think everybody can do that. I don't know that we necessarily, because I mean, there's a lot of things that we may be really, really good at, but again, our intention of doing them might only be because we're really good at it. We may not enjoy it. So, you know, really with this, it's figuring out why you do the things that you do. It's figuring out what it is that you, what your ambition is in life. I don't believe that anybody is destined. I think once what happens is people figure out who they are, they then see something beyond themselves, and then it's up to them to decide if they want to work on it and or try to either advance something or change something, you know, whatever it is, and see where it goes. But most people won't do that. And most people will subscribe to the, well, there's going to be a lot of things in your life that you just have to do and you don't want to. And I think really, if you can push kind of wherever you end up pushing that in your mind, because I think, I truly do think you can build a life where you're really only doing stuff that you really, really enjoy. And the thing is when you're doing stuff that's what you really enjoy, then you're going to have a natural energy boost. Because that's the thing. When we're all doing stuff that we really don't want to do, it zaps us. That's everybody. There's no amount of, you know, I mean, willpower is so, is really overrated. You know, because you just, the whole thing of gritting your teeth and pulling through and doing that, I mean, people burn out from that. People burn out from that every day. And I think people, individuals probably think that they're the exception. They're not. Eventually it catches up. Do you focus on something else? Do you turn your mind down to get the task done that needs to get done? Of course. Or the project or whatever it is. So, you know, but what this all comes back to is, do you know why you do the things that you do? What is your intention? And I think if you can figure out your intention, that is the first step in unlocking a lot of things that will help you get to where you feel content and happy. And content, I feel like once you figure out what your ambition is and what you want to work towards, being content just comes. If you've got something that you're looking at as a big project that, again, is beyond you, I think you then just, you start to become content. Now, again, this is why intention is very, like, why your intentions and motives are very important. Because what I just said, to be in search for happiness, if it's not something that actually, and fulfillment, but having it as something that doesn't really line up with who you are, well, that's not good either, because you're just going to end up not happy. I don't want that for you, and I'm sure you don't want that for you. So anyway, let me know your thoughts on this. You can either DM me on Instagram. I'm at Daryl T. Perry. You can email me. That is Daryl at yourlevelfitness.com. That's D-A-R-Y-L at yourlevelfitness.com. Or you can text me. That is 859-208-2334. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.